Hello.
Yep.
My name is Maxim Glukhankov. I'm from SBank Technologies. We located in Washington, D.C. and we develop state-of-the-art software solutions from mobile applications to enterprise systems. We use OData to implement our services because it is very convenient. There are a bunch of tools to implement it, and it's very agile and contains a lot of best practices out of the box. I want to tell you about how to use OData over federated databases. Does anybody know about Azure Federations and how to use them? No? Okay, then I'll briefly describe you a couple of projects and then tell you what is federations. Okay, first project we do is a voting information project. It provides information about upcoming election in the United States and supported by the Pew Foundation and Microsoft. It allows to search for polling locations, and we have a web widget for MSN site. And this service is also available through the Windows Azure Marketplace. We have a lot of data in our SQL Azure databases, and and this database experiences high load because MSN has a lot of users. Okay. Another project is a public transit service. This is OData service that provides information about public transit, metro trails, railways, and of course buses. We collect combined real-time and static information from transit agencies in currently in a couple of metropolitan areas like Washington, D.C. and Houston, and we working with New York, New Zealand, and Charlotte and North Carolina. This service is available to public community, and we have a site for this community called Commuter API. And we have applications for different web and mobile platforms. So if you will be in Washington, D.C., now you can find out how to get from one point to another using public transit. It's really convenient. So we use SQL Azure databases, and there is some points where we have problems with it if we use just a single database. SQL Azure databases has a limited database size, different pricing models for small and large databases, throttling mechanism, limited bandwidth, and limited performance. So regular solution is, for example, partitioning of the database. SQL Azure provides a mechanism for horizontal partitioning of your databases. It's called federated databases. For example, if you have a database and some of your tables experience high loads or contains too much data, you can separate this part of your scheme and spread among the number of databases. So federated database in SQL Azure contains the root member and number of federated members. In federated members, we have federated tables and reference tables. And we can have references from our federated tables to reference tables. So to spread your data between members, you should define a federation key. Federation key values are used to split your data by ranges of values of the federation key. And if you have a federation key value, then you can say in which database your data should be located. Federation key has a couple of limitations. Each key of your database, in fact, should contain two fields. One is identifier, for example, of your row, and another one is federation key value. So all foreign keys and primary keys should contain federation key. One of the advantages of using SQL Azure federations is the way you connect to a federation and federation members. You just connect as regularly to a federation to a federated database using ado.net libraries, and then you can switch members by using use federation SQL statement. Here is an example of the database federated by state ID. We have three tables, US states, counties, and cities. Here should be cities. Okay, and as you can see, all keys except states contain two fields, and counties has a foreign key and that contains state ID and county ID. Now to implement an OData service, we can use a reflection provider of WCF data services and just create an ASP.NET project, generate entity framework model, and implement the service model. Why we don't use an entity framework provider? Because it doesn't support federations and not customizable enough for this purpose. Here is a simple model we just expose our entities through the iQueryable properties and use this model in our service class implementation. There are a couple of entity framework and WCF compatibility issues. First of all, we should define service collections keys, hide unwanted properties generated by the entity framework, and we should also fix up expression tree because entity framework doesn't support null checks and typecast that is generated by the WCF link U generator. So we implemented the intercepting query that solve these problems, and also it performs switching between federation members automatically. For example, if your query contains an identifier of your entity and the federation identifier of the federation member, then this intercepting query calls use federation SQL statement automatically for you. There is a problem with expand option because SQL Azure federations doesn't support multiple active result sets when you connect to them. And when WCF tries to expand related entities, it usually it fails. So you should expand, you should read all entities from the collection in advance, so WCF don't use the lazy loading. If you use entity framework POCO model, then generated proxies for lazy loading are rejected by the WCF implementation. And you should use another approach for lazy loading of the related properties and collections. The most important thing and is fan out queries. When you start browsing your data, you should start from something. So you can implement member by member that data retrieval, or use root collections, root member tables to retrieve data, and you can place your so-called root entity collection to the root member, and then drill down to other entities through that collection. For example, in our services, we use states as a root collection, or metropolitan area identifiers. And it is easy to find identifiers of this object, so objects so you can easily find out where is your data located. For example, state ID, there are a bunch of standard codes for states and metropolitan areas. In our code, we use custom attributes to describe federation structure. We use federation key attribute to specify keys of to specify how to which columns of entities are mapped to the federation key. And we use federation root attribute to specify root collections. Here is an updated implementation of the sample service. Federated OData performs a query interception and applied all necessarily attributes. You can find code sample at Codeplex. This is basically it. If you have questions, I'm ready to answer. No questions?
How long have you been working on this federation experience?
So at first, we created our custom implementation. It was about 1.5 years ago. And now we are moving to federations.
Any performance issues you found with the use of federation?
No.